Channing Hop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind will be sailing 1,200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
And it's America's Ace of the Airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
When a person speaks of the Air Forces, the first thought that comes to mind is the combat flyer, the men and planes of the Fighter and Bomber Command. But how about some of the other Air Forces units, the men on the ground and some of the other flying groups? Known best of all, possibly, is the ATC, the Air Transport Command. During the war and post-war period, the ATC was a world airline that pioneered and tested under the most difficult conditions. Many experts believe the things done and learned by the ATC will put peacetime commercial aviation in this country ahead 25 years. New safety measures were developed and tested. New routes were mapped and flown. And this know-how already has been passed on to our commercial airlines. Since the end of the war, the ATC, instead of dying off, has expanded in responsibility. The reorganization of the Air Transport Command has brought five formerly independent flying services under one command. And, like many another service branch, despite the increased responsibility, the ATC has become smaller. During the war, 500,000 men served in it. At the end of 1946, there were only 60,000. 10 wartime divisions have been reduced to 3, the Pacific Division, the European Division, and the Atlantic Division. But these 3 divisions still cover the world. American occupation forces in Europe and the Pacific get their mail and high-priority supplies, personnel, and other cargo via the ATC. Regular scheduled flights still go on, and the command still maintains its round-the-world airline, flying vital air freight. More later, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Leading La Pantera and her men in a wild goose chase through the dark labyrinthian tunnels of the Temple of Kumakan, Pop gave Tank and Chris a chance for freedom. They took it and followed the instructions of Pablo, the wounded native who lived in Xochitl, and through a secret stone door, found a flight of steps leading up to a small chamber in the apex of the temple. It was there that Hoff finally rejoined them, having shaken La Pantera off his trail. However, he brought disheartening news.
I made a mistake, a bad one. I let La Pantera pass the tunnel where we stored our equipment. She found the negatives.
The negatives? You mean the pictures we took of the mural?
Yes. She has the secret of the wall.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh, gosh, all our work for nothing.
Oh, well, we'll just have to go back to the tomb and take the pictures all over again.
I can't. We haven't enough film. And anyway, she has a secret.
Which don't make it a secret no more.
We've got to get the exposed negatives back.
Oh, listen to Chris. We're having a tough enough job staying away from her. Now he wants us to turn right around and go after her.
It may have to, yes. Right now, I want to help Pablo if I can.
Please, senor, do not trouble yourself. There is nothing you can do.
Well, we'll see, Pablo. I'll lie back now. Hey, Chris, come here with the flashlight.
Pop, it's getting pretty weak.
So I say. Now, we'll do the best we can. Now, Pablo, brace yourself. This is going to hurt. I'll have to peel your shirt away from the bullet wound.
Very well, senor.
Can I help you, Hop?
Stand by. You may have to hold him.
I get you.
Chris?
Yes?
You keep an ear open in case we have visitors.
Oh, sure.
The trap will take care of anybody that comes poking around.
In a way, it almost took care of me, huh?
Check.
All right, now,
let's get to work. Easy, Pablo, easy.
I'm sorry, senor.
I just want to get the bullet hole cleaned out. Hold on now. I'll be through in a minute.
Is there any water up here, Pablo?
Not in here, senor. But by the great voice of Kumakan.
He is the temple bell.
There is rain water.
Oh, perfect. How do you get up there?
Up that ladder.
Yeah, you push out the stone and you come out on top of the temple. Pablo told us before.
Okay, Tank, get up there and soak your handkerchief.
No. No, senor. You must not. You must not.
What?
He told us not to before.
Yeah, he said something about the voice of Kumakan being heard 3 times and the whole temple turning to dust.
You must close. Close giant pit first, senor.
Well, I don't see anything to close it with, Pablo. Besides, you're the voice of Kumakan. Go ahead, Tank.
You place your life in the hands of the gods, senor.
No, Pablo, in your hands. Let's see now. A little closer, Chris.
Is this better?
Yeah, fine. Hold it steady.
Gosh, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
It isn't good.
Okay, Hawk, she's open.
Madre de Dios.
Nothing's happening.
There you see, Pablo.
Si, senor.
Hurry up, Jack.
Be right back.
What's Pablo afraid of, anyhow?
I don't know.
I hear you, senor. It has been written by my forefathers that should the passage be open from the top of the temple to the great pit, the voice of Kuakan was heard three times, and the temple would become dust.
That doesn't make sense.
Wait a minute. Should the voice be heard three times? Chris, you notice how our voices echo in here?
Yes.
Well, with an opening in the ceiling, imagine how the temple bell would echo.
It'd make you dead.
Right. Now, sound is vibration, and vibration can do some pretty strange things. I've heard of singers hitting high notes and breaking glasses. Sometimes in the mountains, a sharp noise will start a landslide.
You mean the vibration from the temple bell could make this place fall apart?
Yeah, I think that's what Pablo's driving at.
Okay, hon. I got the water.
Oh, good.
Don't make so much noise, Tank.
Somebody coming?
No, but if you make the right kind of noise, the whole temple will fall apart.
Right kind of noise? What are you talking about?
I'll explain later. Hey, give me that handkerchief.
Oh, here.
Thanks.
Frank, where'd you get that briefcase?
I found it up there, hanging on the hook that holds the big gun.
Chris, the light.
Oh.
Brace yourself, Pablo. This will hurt.
I am not afraid.
No.
Easy, pal. Easy. How's it look, Hop?
Bad, I'm afraid. He needs a doctor.
We'll take him back to Valladolid with us then, huh?
Yes. If we get out of here in one piece.
I hear what you say, senor. I will not leave Sochi.
Pablo, you need a doctor.
Sochi is my home, senor.
But if you stay here, you might die.
I shall die if I leave, senor.
Well, we'll figure it out later. Tank in your belt. I'll tie the handkerchief on the wound like a compress.
Oh, okay. Here, hold a briefcase, Chris.
Oh, sure.
Senor, I tell you now, I will not leave Sochi. I wish to die here. It is my
home. All right, Pablo, all right. Don't get excited.
Here's the belt.
Thanks. Hold the compass in place.
Oh!
Chris, hold the light steady.
No, I'm sorry, Captain.
What's the matter with you?
The briefcase. I know I saw it before.
What?
Look at the initials on the flap. AC. It's my father's briefcase.
AC. Albert Cross.
How did it get up there?
Here, finish this first. Then we'll examine it. Hold the compass steady.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pablo, but it has to be done. There. That'll help some.
Gracias. Gracias, senor.
Now, let's look at the briefcase.
You know where it came from, Pablo?
Si, senor. Some time before, many days, there were two people who came to the temple. One, a tall man with white hair.
My father.
The other, very small. I did not see his face.
That was Chris.
The tall man, he climbed to the temple alone. He put the case where your amigo find it. I was afraid to take it down.
Thanks. God, I wonder... Here, let's have it.
What do you suppose is that?
I know what I hope is in it. Yes, look. Pictures, drawings, the missing papers.
Oh, my gosh. But why did he leave them here?
Because he knew La Pantera was on his trail.
Do we have the secret now, huh?
Yes, these papers, along with the set Major McCall has, will give a complete story of the whole setup.
Yippee! And it don't matter if La Pantera's got the exposed negative.
Oh, not so much. We still have to keep her from using them, though.
Senora!
Huh, listen!
Senora, I found
it there. La Pantera's men, they
found mistakes. Turn off that flash.
What do we do?
We've got to get out of here, fast.
Why? You'll walk right into that pit.
Maybe the first one will, even the second, but not all of them. Hurry up, fellas, or we're finished for good.
Moving quickly, Hawk and Tank lift the helpless Pablo off the table and start for the stone ladder leading to the top of the temple. But La Pantera and her men are closing in fast. Can the boys make it?
We'll find out in just a moment, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you how the Army Air Force's Air Transport Command has taken on new responsibilities. This, despite the fact that it has been reduced from 500,000 men during the war to only 60,000 men by the end of 1946. Well, here are the five new jobs it's undertaken, in addition to its around-the-world airline. All these new jobs, by the way, are global. And since the Air Transport Command is the outfit that gets farthest from home, way out into the corners of the world, well, it was the logical one to handle these special jobs. First, there's the Air Rescue Service. This outfit must be ready to operate any place the United States flies military planes. So when our pilots are in trouble, there must be an organization ready to come to their aid. Second, the Aeronautical Chart Service. This unit maintains mapping facilities and aerial information for all areas of the Earth. They supply the sky maps of the world. And with our planes flying as far as they do, well, you can easily see how necessary that service is. Flight Services is the name of the third group. This is a specialized unit that handles charts and aeronautical information and control of military flights within the United States. Military planes are flying across the country all the time, and running those flights is a big job. Air Weather Service. There's a unit that's become very important. Their job is to supply weather information and forecasts. Not only do they do it within the limits of the United States, but they're set up to handle the job on a worldwide basis. Finally, the Airways and Air Communications Service, organized to supply the ATC and Air Forces with radio and communications facilities. And there you have the Air Transport Command. Now, fellas and girls, always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Hearing La Pantera and her men on the stairs leading up to the small chamber, Hulk, Tank, and Chris hurried up the ladder and climbed out on the wide stone that formed the absolute peak of the temple. There they paused and listened to the sounds of pursuit below them.
If that guy takes one more step, he can kiss himself goodbye in the trap.
I told
you,
Force Number One.
Yeah, but the others will go around the tip. Come on, we've got to get down to the ground.
Please, Senor.
We can't wait, Pablo.
I wish you could leave me here.
Oh, no, we can't.
You must. I have not long to leave. Minutes, perhaps. Please, you must leave me here.
Pablo, we can't.
Please, this is one favor I ask. I have done much for you. You will pay me back if you leave me.
Oh, gosh, huh?
Pop, they'll be up here in 2 seconds.
No, senor. Please, senor.
All right, Pablo. That's the way you want it.
That's the way. Gracias, senor. Gracias.
Goodbye, then, Pablo. Happy landing.
God, go with you, senor. Hurry, senor. Run. Run down the stairs.
Okay, come on, fellas. Step on it quick.
I'm running as fast as I can, but it doesn't stop.
Give me the flash. I'll go on ahead.
All right.
Go forth, for Pete's sake, and you won't stop till you reach five.
Our 10 Paris men on the top yet.
I don't see him.
I wish we didn't have to leave poor old Pablo behind.
That's what he wanted, Chris. You know he wouldn't have lasted until Valladolid.
Jump in, Jerry. Where's the briefcase?
Relax, I've got it. Hey, here's the other platform. We're halfway down. Go straight across to the other step.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh. Pablo's beating the guard.
Don't stop.
Huh? Why is he doing it?
He's still trying to help us. That was number two. Faster.
No. The passage is open. The vibrations are going all the way down inside the tent.
Exactly. Step on it, will you? We've got to get down to the bottom before the temple collapses.
There's only one more stroke to go.
I'm going so fast now, I can't keep up with my feet.
10 more steps.
There's the third.
Hey, it's Dr. J.
Temple's caving in.
Run.
The tremendous rumbling roar of the collapsing temple almost drowns out Hop's words. The stone steps tremble violently. The boys fight to keep their footing. Masses of broken rock roll past them, and the entire structure threatens to topple over and bury them. They still have 10 steps to go. Gang, don't miss the next action-packed episode, because you'll be in for a startling surprise. Tune in and fly with Cop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airways. We'll be seeing you same time, same usual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. And from Monday through Friday, same time, same usual station.